Cherry Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Say, you know, there's nothing I get a bigger kick out of than hearing from you members of Captain Midnight's Flight Patrol. Boy, you certainly do write some swell letters. Why, here's one I just received today. It's from Drew Samuel of Chicago, Illinois.
Dear Don Gordon, I've been a member of Captain Midnight's Flight Patrol for a whole year. I thought last year's membership badge was tops, but I like this year's spinner medal even better. That secret password had me stumped for a while, but I bet I know the meaning of it now, and I'm not going to tell anyone until I see if I'm right. All the fellows at school ask me about my swell spinner medal. They want one, too, so I tell them to go to with their mother or dad to the Skelly service station and get one. They can't believe it's free, but I tell them to go and find out for themselves. Believe me, I'm a booster for Skelly and Captain Midnight. Signed, Drew Samuel.
Well, say thanks a lot, Drew. Gee, that was swell. Yes, sir, you bet that medal of membership is free. You don't need any box tops or seals either. Not even a penny for a stamp. And it surely is a beauty, isn't it? If you haven't joined yet, you better stop at your Skelly service station with mother or dad tonight. Your Skelly man will send right in for your spinning propeller medal. And listen, the minute you get that medal of membership, start figuring out what that secret password means. If you get the answer, don't tell anybody. Just write a letter or a postcard to Captain Midnight, Skelly Oil Company, Kansas City, Missouri, telling what you think the password stands for, and your letter may be printed in the next issue of the Flight Patrol Reporter, our own club newspaper. But see, when Dad drives you over to see your Skelly man, remember this. It's time to change to winter oil, and Dad will surely be glad you told him about Skelly Tagoline winter oil. It's tailor-made for easy starts and smooth, free-flowing lubrication in colder weather. Remember the name, Skelly Tagoline Winter Oil. And now to Captain Midnight. The famous pilot and Chuck Ramsey are planning a precarious takeoff at daybreak from the treacherous lake bed back in the mountains. In the meantime, Ivan Shark, in his headquarters at the hacienda he has stolen from Senor Juan Pareda, is completing plans for a master stroke against Captain Midnight. It is now late at night, and Shark is interviewing Senorita Dolores Pareda, distracted daughter of Senor Juan. The cutthroat Gardo is also in the room. Listen as the suave Ivan Shark says,
"My dear Senorita, every promise I have made you will be kept if you will tell me where the Pareda treasure is hidden."
"I do not know what to do. I have thought and thought, but he does not seem to do any good."
"All you have to do is to tell me what I wish to know, and everything will be all right."
"Yes, but you promised me before that you would let me speak to my father, and that you have not done."
"Senorita, nothing will be accomplished if you become hysterical. On the contrary, if you listen to reason, I will keep the promise I have made. You have only to tell me where the treasure is."
"I have not said there is any treasure."
"It is useless to say that, Senorita. Quite useless. You know all about the Pareda treasure. You are the only daughter of Senor Juan. He would not have kept you ignorant."
"Very good, Senor. I will make the bargain with you."
"Now we're getting somewhere. What is the bargain you wish to make with me?"
"I will do this, Senor. I will write upon a piece of paper the location of the Pareda treasure."
"Excellent, Senorita. As soon as you give me this paper, I will let you and your father go."
"Wait, Senor, wait. I have not finished. There is something else."
"Very well. Proceed."
"After I have written the location of the treasure upon the paper, I will hide the paper. And then, after you have given my father and me our liberty, then I shall tell you the location of the paper."
"Very clever, Senorita Pareda. Very clever indeed. But not clever enough. It would be possible for you to say you've hidden the paper when you have not done so at all. And then you could put false information on it. No, Senorita, I am afraid it will not do."
"Ah, come on, Chief. Hand her over to me. I'll find out."
"Perhaps I shall give you your chance, Gardo. But not quite yet."
"Very well, Senor, but at least you can do this. If I give you a part of the treasure to show my good faith, then you can believe that I will give you a paper that will show the location of the remainder?"
"That, Senorita, interests me. Where will you have to go to get this portion you speak of?
You will give me the liberty of the hacienda and the gardens. It will not be necessary for me to go outside the walls.
Very good, senorita. I agree. It will soon be morning. For some time I shall be very busy, but later on today I shall be here. Then you shall bring me this part of the treasure you speak of.
Then you will agree to the bargain?
If the treasure you show me is sufficiently interesting, I shall do as you request. Now then, you shall go. Fang.
You wish to speak to me, Master?
Yes, Fang. You are to follow Senorita Pareda, and you are to keep her under observation the rest of the day. You must not fail in this.
Very good, Master.
You must be careful that she does not know that you are watching her.
Fang, understand, Master.
Very good. You may go.
Yes, Master.
Well, what do we do now, Chief?
Very soon it'll be daybreak, Dardo, and we must be in the air.
Yeah, but there's a heavy mist around them mountains in the morning, Chief. We can't do much till it clears up.
We will be ready to take to the air, and the instant the fog begins to lift, we will take off.
Okay. Anything else?
You will see that all ships and pilots are ready to fly. Go now, and then send me word.
Okay, Chief. Dardo never fails.
And now, back to Captain Midnight. As daybreak neared, the famous pilot and Chuck Ramsey climbed into the cockpits of the black two-seater and warmed up the engine. Then they start their takeoff. Listen as Chuck shouts.
We're almost off, Red. There, the wheels are clear.
Yes, I felt them rise, Chuck. There was a lot of drag to the ground there.
But we got to turn, Red. There are high trees and a CPL on the other side of the lake bed.
Yes, I know, Chuck. I jumped her off the ground so as to get into the air as quickly as possible. For the moment, I'm letting her pick up more flying speed.
Oh, gee, that's right. We got to have plenty of speed.
All right, now that's fast enough, I think. Hold tight. I'm pulling her up into a steep right turn.
Shoot the work.
I will, Chuck.
Hang on.
Okay, now we're coming around.
How does she handle?
She responds to the controls nicely. Can't you feel her when I move the stick?
I'll say I can. Are we headed west yet?
A little bit north of west. But I don't see any top to this fog, so I'm making a complete circle.
Well, how much altitude have you gained now?
300 feet. Still not enough. But by the time we've completed our circle, it will be.
I thought we'd begin to break through this fog, but I guess not.
No, it must extend higher than we thought.
Which way are you going to head after we get out of the crater?
Northeast, Chuck.
Well, we can't do much if we don't get out of this fog pretty quick.
I think we'll break through pretty soon now. You know, it's like this every morning, especially around these mountain peaks. Oh, wait, look. It's beginning to lighten up a little already.
It sure is. How high are we now?
Well, we're 700 feet. Another quarter turn, and I'm going to head northeast.
Remember, we've only got an hour's gas.
Yes, I know. But before long, I hope to replenish our supplies.
Well, how in the world are you going to do that?
I'll tell you shortly.
Jiminy Cricket, it's getting a lot lighter.
Yes, a few more seconds, and we'll be through this stuff. Say, look, I can see the wingtip, Chuck. Can you?
Yeah, I can, Red.
We're through it, Chuck. And now we're on our way.
And now we return to the shore of the dried lake bed. Two shadowy figures, Patsy Donovan and the Mexican boy Pebbles, listen to the takeoff of the black two-seater. And then, when the sound of the engine had faded in the distance, they sat down on a rock ledge. Listen as Patsy sighs and says,
"Gosh, Pebbles, I'd give anything if I were going with Captain Midnight and Chuck."
Well, you said the mouthful, Patsy. I would like to go, too.
I sure wish I knew what Red had up his sleeve.
Oh, El Capitan Midnight, he has the clever plan to get gasoline and oil. You can bet the sweet neck on that.
He sure has. When Red goes after something, he finds some way to get what he wants.
Oh, see. But I do not like to see El Capitan Midnight and Chuck go away this morning.
Gosh, Pebbles, why not? It's very important or they wouldn't go.
See, I savvy that, but I like to have Chuck here this morning.
But why, Pebbles? Come on, tell me. I think you've got something up your sleeve.
Oh, you think I have something up this sleeve, huh? Well, maybe you are not so far off after all.
Come on, tell me, Pebbles. You wouldn't hold out on a pal, would you?
Well, I would show you if Chuck were here, too.
Then you are holding out on me. What is it, Pebbles?
No, I cannot tell you. Chuck, he must be here, too.
Come on, you tell me, and when Chuck gets back, we'll both tell him.
Oh, no. You are like all the girls. You are very curious.
Oh, is that so? Well, if Chuck were here, he'd have gotten it out of you already.
Well, if Chuck is here, then I show you. As soon as he returns, I will show you both.
Oh, I hope Chuck hurries and gets back soon. Gee, Pebbles, I wonder where they are now and what's happening to them.
Oh,
blazing beacons, Red. Now I can see plainly. We're coming right to Ivan Chuck's landing field next to the parade hacienda.
Right you are, Chuck. Watch it now. We're about to hit. Keep your eyes on everything around us.
Okay, Red. I'm watching everything.
All right. I'm going to taxi right up to that shack with the wall there. I think that's where Shark keeps his gas and oil.
I don't see a soul around, Red.
That's what I was hoping, Chuck. There aren't any planes here on the field. That makes me think they're all out trying to pay us a little visit.
Look out, Red. We're going to crank into that shack.
No, we're not. Hold tight. I'm slapping on the brake hard. Yeah, there. Now I'm turning around, ready for a quick takeoff.
That's swell. Oh, look, Red. Those 5-gallon cans must be gas and oil.
And that's going to be our next job, Chuck. Filling up with Ivan Shark's gas.
I'll cut the engine, Red.
Okay. It's a lucky thing we've got one of Shark's planes, so no one will be suspicious of our landing here. All right, come on now. We've got to work fast.
Well, that's done. The tanks are all loaded, Red.
Wait a minute. Look, Chuck. That wall back there. There's a man looking over it. Come on. Let's see what he's watching. We might find out something important.
Gee, Red, it's a garden full of beautiful flowers.
Yes, I can't make out, though, what that fellow's watching.
Red?
Hmm?
That fella. Oh, he looks like an Oriental.
Yes, you're right, Chuck. He does.
What in the dickens? Why, there's someone in the garden. There, over to the right, Red, near that summer house.
Mm-hmm. It's a girl, Chuck. And she's beautiful, too.
Gosh, I wonder who she is.
Careful, Chuck. Look, that fellow sees us. He's watching us.
Gee, looks as if he'd seen a ghost.
Yeah.
Why, blazing beacons, Red. He's starting to run for our ship. He must suspect us. Oh, the jig is up, Red.
Oh, no, it isn't, Chuck. Come on.
Well, Captain Midnight has chanced a daring stroke. He has landed at Ivan Shark's headquarters. But neither he nor Chuck knows that the fellow they have observed is Ivan Shark's personal servant and bodyguard, Fang. But say, what is the surprise Pebbles has in store for Chuck and Patsy? It's something you must not miss. So be sure to tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. Say, how many of you wide-awake young junior pilots have remembered to tell your dads about the original tailor-made gasoline, Skelly Aromax? Have you explained to him how Skelly Aromax is weather-right for your car? Because it's tailor-made for quick starting, for pep and power and pickup in your kind of weather? Well, why don't you ask Dad to try a tank full of tailor-made Skelly Aromax gasoline tonight? Remind him, too, that it's time to drain out that thick, sluggy summer oil and replace it with free-flowing Skelly Tagoline winter oil. Tell him it's better to prepare than repair. Say, Dad'll thank you, I'm sure, for introducing him to a swell combination for winter driving. Tailor-made Skelly Aromax gasoline and Skelly Tagoline winter oil. Why don't you talk it over with him tonight? Then be sure to stop at your Skelly service station the next time you're out in the family car. Now, don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly jobbers and dealers. What is the great surprise that Pablo has in store for Patsy and Chuck when the latter returns? That is, if he and Captain Midnight succeed in getting away from Ivan Shark's headquarters. Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and happy landing!